Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, John Chambers, on the show. John is Mr. Constitution. For a long time now, he's been helping lots of folks learn how to understand the meaning and the history of the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. And he's the author of The Constitution of the United States, a study guide. And he's here to talk to us about three constitutional clashes that may be about to divide our nation. John, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. And I just had a thought, actually, as you were talking that, the three constitutional clashes that are about to divide the nation. I think you know what it is. It's because we are having a shift in governance, in the same way that you talk about the shift in business, mm-hmm. and having the aid of the customer. And I think you probably cannot understand what's going on, or a person is not quite able to understand the constitutional shift that's going on unless they understand the business shift and the age of the customer.
Well,
because it seems to fit together.
I appreciate it, and I think you're right. But here's how it's similar. We've been using the same. We've been thinking about this paradigm, the government, the marketplace. Those are paradigms that have been entrenched in us for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And now that they're shifting, we're having a hard time dealing with the shift. You're exactly right.
That's exactly my point.
And part of the shifting is technology. Part of the shifting is generational demographics. Part of it is economics. There's lots of different things. Let's talk about the first one, the free speech, the First Amendment part. One of the saddest stories I think we hear these days is where, in my opinion, in universities across the country, people are protesting anybody speaking about things. Typically, it's protesting a conservative speaker. When I was in college, we opened it up for discussion. We debated lots of different things, and nobody was shouted down. What do you think? Is this a constitutional crisis we're dealing with?
Because, unfortunately, what is considered to be hate speech is merely speech that somebody doesn't want to listen to.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court does not recognize hate speech. It's just something that's outside of its purview, and it knows it because.
Well, that's because it has a well-defined sense of the First Amendment.
Exactly right, as one of my subscribers said, the First Amendment was not designed to protect love speech. Love speech is speech that you're perfectly willing to hear. It is designed to protect what would be considered hate speech, because
right.
that's the speech that you don't want to hear, but that speech needs to be protected.
And you don't have the right to not hear something you don't want to hear. You don't have the right. You can walk away. You can not attend,
yeah.
but you don't have the right to stop it for other people.
Right. Yeah. You do not have the right to stop them, but you do have the right. Exactly right.
Except
to walk
that's
away.
What's going on these days, John.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why we're talking about it, because we know.
What are we going to do about it?
We have. Just like you were talking about, we're having this shift, and this shift that's going on with the age of the customer and the age of, you might call it the age of the citizen, where we don't have top-down government anymore.
Right.
But people have been learning for the last 100 years that they are the center of the universe, and that whatever offends them is offensive to
mm-hmm.
the universe. And that therefore they have the right and the power to strike down whatever it is that they don't like.
Well, they don't. What they're trying to do is claim a superior morality Well, what they're really doing is just demonstrating intolerance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. In fact, I may just use that.
Well, but that's where we are now these days, is if people don't agree with you, especially the left. I mean, folks, let's call it like it is. Liberal speakers are not shouted down on universities, but conservative speakers are. And so let's call it like it is. The left is intolerant. Their model, I mean, we just have to call it like it is. You can't get around it. It is an intolerant model right now, and that needs to change.
That's exactly right. And the way that you do that is you show people the way it should be. Now, for instance,
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion with John Chambers. He is Mr. Constitution. We're also going to talk about the sanctuary cities, which is a similar kind of constitutional crisis that's coming up, in fact, right now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.